WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Continued bombardments against Gaza and continued protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC's Matt Rivers explains from Tel Aviv.
When you add in these new airstrikes, which many people are not happy about because they say it's putting the remaining hostages that are still inside of Gaza in Hamas captivity at even greater risk. There's a lot of people who are very angry with Netanyahu who say that he should have come up with a deal to get those hostages home. Instead, he is reattacking Gaza, which would only add more uncertainty to the hostages' fates.
The case of Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil has now been transferred from Louisiana to New Jersey. Khalil was detained and threatened with deportation after organizing pro-Palestinian protests on campus last year. President Trump speaking today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following discussions on Tuesday between the president and Vladimir Putin, who agreed that Russian troops would stop bombarding Ukrainian infrastructure. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've already heard some thunder here in Madison, and you can expect that to continue. We've got the potential for storms to be severe, especially as we head toward the afternoon. We've even got a potential for hail. Toward the evening, that rain should shift into snow. We could get 1 to 3 inches by the time you wake up tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, in an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the largest wildfire in the state is now contained. Dozens have burned across Wisconsin over the last few days because of the high winds. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
The Big Island Fire burned 750 acres in Green Lake County, causing homes to evacuate and buildings that needed to be saved. Spring is wildfire season here in the state, and the fire danger yesterday was very high, as winds were whipping up to 45 miles per hour, easily spreading sparks that the investigation hasn't uncovered how it started yet. It burned primarily in cattails and marsh grass, and it started around 4:30 in the afternoon. People living off of County J took pictures of the tall flames that could be seen from quite a distance. 6 homes were evacuated and saved. 12 outbuildings were also spared. And the DNR says no structures were lost and no reported injuries either. Right now, there are no active flames, but there is smoke. Firefighters are now focused on mop-up.
And both candidates for Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools will participate in a forum tonight. It's virtual. It's from 7 o'clock to 8:30. Current Superintendent Jill Underly and challenger Brittany Kinzer will talk about the key issues facing Wisconsin students. The forum will be live streamed and video will be available afterward. The two of them have not participated in any debate or forum like this before, at least not together. So tonight may be the only time they go head to head before Election Day, April 1st. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arrive in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next, we get to play in another one. We just focused on a 4-team, 2-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Rain and thunderstorms likely today. It's going to be windy this afternoon, too. Our high right around 51. Tonight, rain will change to snow. We could get an inch or so of accumulation with strong wind creating blowing snow, especially while the snow is falling. Conditions will gradually improve into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils about education.
And talk to us because we are your town hall. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
It just baffled me how much time they spent trying to attack me that I wasn't, like, masculine enough in their vision. Yes. Like, I would have never believed this. I saw Fox News did, like, a couple days because I used a straw. And I'm like, hell, man, what am I... How else do you drink a milkshake type of thing? But they focused on it obsessively, which I think, again, is their obsession, their weirdness. We buy their frame on these issues of sexuality, you know. And but the whole thing was is that they spent all their time, these guys, on Fox News, that Walls is gay, he's not masculine, you know. He doesn't coach football the way he should. Or doesn't.
Wow, I missed that one. Straws are gay? Straws are inherently gay. Well, there's sucking involved.
So yeah.
Inherently
they,
gay.
They spent a couple of days on that on Fox News.
Walls to the Walls. T-shirt's still available, stephaniemiller.com. I love what Tim Walls is doing out there, right? Doing town halls where Republicans are too big a pussy, speaking of being effeminate or whatever you want to call it, too big a pussy to show up at your own town halls. Straw drinkers. Okay. Look who's here.
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never have a second cup of coffee at home?
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola. Just to be clear, I banned paper straws. The paper straws are the gay ones, but the initiative I signed to go back to plastic... Alpha straws, those are the alpha straws, okay? Just to be clear.
Okay.
Oh. I'm making straws out of leather. They're very masculine. Leather straws.
Speaking of tolerance and diversity, who said about J.D. Vance getting booed at the Lincoln Center? Kennedy Center.
Center. Yeah.
It troubles me to see so many in the audience who appear to be white and intolerant of diverse political views. Diversity is our strength. We must do better. We must welcome everyone. We will not allow the Kennedy Center to be an intolerant place. Who said that?
Mr. Weed.
Derek Carter.
No. Richard Grenell. Really? Really? They're the ones that are repealing every DEI program under the sun. Yep. But they would like you to be more tolerant of J.D. Vance.
Meanwhile, on the island of misfit, forgotten black Republicans, nobody likes the black person in the box.
Was that your Tim Scott? That's fantastic. Yeah.
Donaldson, all of them.
Byron Donaldson.
Yes. Yeah. By the by, I sent this one to Frangela Carlos, but it was a great point. JP said, during the post-Jim Crow era, towns around the South were ordered to desegregate public schools. Rather than comply, many towns simply filled in the pools with dirt, destroying them for anyone rather than letting everyone enjoy them. That's the whole U.S. in 2025. We're filling all the pools. I mean, that's it, right?
It's all performative. It's just all performative. It's all one big episode of The Apprentice, like... Stage this, do that, do this, make this happen, mass firings, save people from space, go to camera 4, director, camera 3, get a close-up. It's pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is been, again, I've said that. I think you could feel it. I think it's going to be his own hordes, and I will call them hordes, that are going to just finally click and go, no.
Yeah.
As what we're seeing at the Republican town halls.
Right.
This is all this performative stuff can only go so far before you go, this is a really crappy show.
Well, right. We keep saying when, you know, propaganda doesn't work, when the reality overwhelms it. And, I mean, this one, Tiffany threaded, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Unfortunately, they're dooming the rest of us who did learn, too. I mean, that's the problem, is now we're all in this, right?
Yeah, it's a cancer. It's a cancer that affects the whole body. And if you're going to use that metaphor, the United States is the entire body. Yeah, this performative cancer is spreading, and it takes down everybody. And there's going to be some good vibes for 24 hours because, quote-unquote, Starlink Musk helped get the astronauts back. But that's going to be good. That's a 24-hour news cycle,
though.
So that's gone already.
He didn't. That's another BS thing. Musk didn't get them. I mean, NASA ended up having to get them. I mean, it's just everything they do is a lie.
Yeah, yesterday was a NASA operation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if some interpret it as right. Musk and Trump administration, a victory, quote-unquote, for them,
right.
even though the facts don't meter that out or whatever, it still, even if that were the case, it's going to last 24 hours.
This is why I'm glad, you know, at least we have social media. Pat said, after Elon promised to save the two astronauts, Boeing left stranded. NASA eventually got them back with a regularly scheduled flight. Musk for the fail again. I mean, that stupid car literally has parts flying off of it. They had to recall them, right?
Like a jalopy. Like schlep car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right. Like,
But again, yeah, that was a performative piece that they wanted to try to take advantage of it, even though, as you say, it wasn't them. It's like, let's show this. Let's take the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another show. It's another show. In Arena 5, here they come, the astronauts that we did it.
Yeah, I know. We were saying about how he posed like a Vita in the balcony because he loves that show. And then he tried to post it like it was spontaneous. It's just, it's all, I mean, you tweeted about, you said, listen to scientists, not grifters.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's all a grift, all of them.
This beef tallow oil business, you know, you look at any credible doctors, like you're still adding tons of calories. And Japan uses seed oils, but the difference is they have universal health care, they walk a lot, they eat better overall, so it's not the seed oils per se that these people are, they're just latching. Kennedy is such a stooge with Sean Hannity, who's being rude to the person that's helping him serve food.
Right.
Excuse me, pal. He grabs him like a freaking...
Yeah, it's been a really long time since Sean Hannity's been inside a Steak and Shake.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all performative.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's dumb.
We did a story earlier about how, you know, Bobby Kennedy used to speak out about mercury levels in the water. Well, Trump administration just enacted the same policy. You know, how's that make America healthy again? I mean,
yeah, his head of the EPA was some big oil lobbyist guy, and Kennedy has nothing to say about it. I don't get with Kennedy, with Marco Rubio, with the wives of these people. I don't see how your self-esteem could sink that low when you just stay silent.
Is it Cash?
What is Cheryl Hines doing?
Is Cash Patel the one
that guy
selling vaccine reversal pills?
Yeah, Cash Patel. Yep.
There's no such thing as a vaccine reversal pill. Like,
oh my God.
Room, so many room.
I love your Cash Patel impression there, Carlos.
Yeah.
He's
like Sid Dithers. He's like Eugene Levy's character Sid Dithers on SCTV. There's a reference. So, did you go to San Francisco? Did you walk in or did you flew?
By the way,
Sid Dithers, folks. Then you'll have a laugh.
You're a big fan. Nick in Nebraska made a good point. What were we gonna?
God.
Hello, Nick in Nebraska.
Yes, he said. Why are we all believing that the Republican who threatened Schumer about the
shutdown?
Yeah, the shutdown. Never reopening the government. Now you believe what the Republicans say?
Yeah. I mean, you can't believe anything got played. I'm sorry. Schumer got played. And he's not a bad person. He's just not the right person, in my opinion, for this moment. And
were they really caught between a rock and a hard place?
Oh, by the way, you were correct. You did get called a transphobe because of our conversation last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got called waffling on trans issues First of all, I don't agree with Gavin Newsom on trans issues, but my bigger problem, like I was saying, Carlos, is that he's platforming all these right-wingers and buddy-buddying with them. Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon, they have their own huge megaphones that they can spread the same lies over and over. I mean, Chris and I were talking, you remember back in the day, Carlos, when you and I first worked together, in, you know, back in the 90s, I mean, we would have Susan Carpenter McMillan, right. Paula Jones spokesperson on, and it was funny, and Arianna Huffington when she was a Republican.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a different time. It's a different playbook. Yeah. It's a different, we are in fascism, yeah. Carlos, and it's like, it's not, and I, they, so I don't have Republicans on anymore because I'm not going to give my little teeny, tiny portion of the universe to right-wingers.
Well,
like, they have their own.
Republicans are, you yeah. know, you might entertain having a Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, people right. like that, Mitt Romney,
sure.
some of the more level-headed. But yeah, I agree with you. It's like, what nice Nazi can we invite on our program to have a good time with? It's like,
right.
there's just
well,
not,
it just,
not available.
To me, it gives the both sides do it, and oh, we can bipartisan outreach, and we can work together, and that is not the moment in time we are in. And so that's my beef, is I think, you know, I think that campaigning with Liz Cheney was probably not, you know what I mean? I think our base is the one that didn't turn out the way they should have for, you know, for Kamala. So
but our base is not myopic or whatever. It's
right.
it's divided. There is a whole center of the country. And I remember saying this early on because I did vote for Kamala and I liked her, but there's people outside of our bubble that weren't sure about her. And that's unfortunately
I don't think
the reality
time.
Of this country. And
yeah.
so what we have to sell as the Democratic Party is, unfortunately, we have to appeal to the center-right. And the center left.
That's
just an unfortunate.
I agree with.
Unfortunate.
I agree with Frangela. We got to stop, you know, recruiting at Klan rallies. I think we have to get to
sure.
that huge percentage that doesn't vote. We got to mobilize our base, and I think our base would really be energized by a change in leadership in the Senate, for instance. Because look at these town halls. Look at the polling, Carlos. People are ready to fight. We don't want people palling around with Charlie Kirk. Why we sparked to Gavin Newsom is because he'd go on Fox News like Pete Buttigieg and kick the crap out of them.
Yep.
Like he was a fighter. Like, you know, that's the thing is we don't.
I wish my guy, Wes Moore, could be a little bit more. I wish my guy, Wes Moore, could be a little bit more Jasmine Crockett at times, be a little bit more vocal. But maybe he's busy being the governor of Maryland and doing a great job, you know? So.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'd all love the perfect candidate, but as we learned, we did have a much better candidate in this election, and it didn't matter because the amount of fear, we're battling against billionaires who own networks and television and radio and streaming. That's a huge battle. Again, I think Jesus Christ could have run in this election against Trump and
mm-hmm.
would have lost handily.
Yeah. I mean, Attorney Ryan, who I'm loving a lot on the social, says Trump has done more damage to the U.S. economy, the U.S. government, and our alliances than any foreign military ever could. He's an enemy to the United States and a threat to the American people. And we got to act like it every day, Carlos.
Yeah.
And we are under attack. And this one more. Marky says, I've lost track of how many times I was told I was being hyperbolic or alarmist about warning that the United States was on the road to fascism. Well, I'm here to say I no longer think we're on the road to fascism. We've actually already arrived, but not enough of us realize that we're there yet. So why people are reacting to Chuck Schumer playing by the old rule book. You know?
We were merging onto the road of fascism during his rallies. Fake news. These people are the reason. These news people right here. It's like, hello, you're merging into fascism freeway.
Yeah.
And now he's like, NBC, they should be canceled. These networks, they got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course we're here in fascism town.
I mean, every day it gets worse. Trump didn't just illegally deport people. He also made a shock film reveling in the brutality of his deportation tactics to satiate the bloodlust of his MAGA horde. I said that, Carlos, from day one. It's like he's not deporting even as many people as Biden did. He's just making a big, dumb, loud, mean reality show for his stupid base to go, ah, you know.
It's all performative. That's why mm-hmm. it's not women and children that they showed with shaved heads. You know, that's not going to play well.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is terrifying.
There are bad elements in this country that were born here. There are bad elements that come from different places. It's such a stupid generalization that you have to make. There's bad people everywhere. Some come
right.
here illegally, like Elon Musk.
You either believe in due process and rule of law or you don't. It's not optional. You know?
Yeah, they have the woman on Fox, Tarlo, was just saying they have a right to seek asylum. That's just basically in our Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And Marco Rubio was saying the other day, if they have bad intentions and we don't have the, we don't have to let them in if we don't want to. It's like, we do. That's kind of who we are.
Well, you know, somebody, they were saying, God, this late, I can try, I'm trying to keep track of their ridiculous arguments. Tom tweets, DOJ is arguing in court that while we don't know much about the supposed Venezuelan gang members, and while it may be true some or all of them don't have criminal records, there's that. The lack of specific information about each individual actually highlights the risk they pose. That's the lamest response to a due process claim in the history of the Constitution. If we don't really know who we are, we have no business deporting them. I mean, yeah, like, they don't, if some of them don't even have criminal records, they're due at least a hearing or some sort of due process, right? Before you disappear them to a black site prison.
How many people are members of this church or whatever that this guy who was working for Trump, who recently got the pedophile 16-year-old soliciting, that's the guy you want to shave the heads and get him out of the country. Take that guy out.
Yeah, yeah.
How many evangelical churches have weird, creepy men who want to sleep with little children? Find those guys, shave their heads, and take them out.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Crazy.
The guy that has put the bill forward. Is it Minnesota?
That's,
right. Trump deranged Minnesota.
I want to see him in a shaved head, bent over, and shipped out of the country.
Oh, there you go.
Bent
Well, that
Carlos is in fuego this morning.
As it refers to the picture of those kids that were leaning forward and bent over, not in a way that you think it is.
Dirty
person.
Don't take everything beautiful and make it dirty.
Oh, that's my bag.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, the president. The Shonda Rhimes. The Shonda Rhimes president is up in the Lincoln bedroom in cozier sheets, as he should be,
that's
with the first lady who was in from New York.
Hey, lady.
Do you need a pencil on your tongue here?
Hello.
Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft. Buttery, melt into your mattress soft. The best part, the sheets are temperature regulating. Because you know what? It's a little menopausal. It's going to be like 80s this weekend, and then by the time I get back next week, it's going to be 60s again.
Yep.
What's going on?
For her.
What has this happened? You don't even have to wonder what has this happened. Because what's got to be did is you got to go get some Cozy Earth sheets and some Cozy Earth jammies and some Cozy Earth luxe bath sheets. Oh, my God. Ultra absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. There is no going back once you go Cozy Earth. I'm just warning you. Why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, and jammies and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. When you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Well, you've heard about marrying above your pay grade. I sometimes have to interview above my pay grade. And John Summer is an Emmy and multiple award-winning anchor and investigative reporter. And he joins us now to talk about Home Title Lock. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephanie. Oh, you're way too kind.
Well, this is a really serious subject. Talk to us exactly what is title fraud or house stealing is what it really is.
Originally, the FBI, when they first identified this, Stephanie, about 25 years ago, they called it house stealing. The latest one that I've heard is title pirates, but basically it's all the same thing. What happens is the bad guy can transfer the title or property into your name or into another false person's name and then extract the value of that piece of property. So they don't want to steal the house. They don't want the actual physical structure. What they want is the value.
Yeah. The question you ask is, when's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, that's exactly what they're counting on.
Nobody goes down to the county clerk's office every day and checks their title. Even if they did, Stephanie, the bad person can take it immediately after you leave. It's that quick.
In terms of what you can do, their $1 million triple lock protection. You get immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration teams can spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer was never. That's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock to give you free title history report. Start with this. You can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal title. Title Expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. If you go to HomeTitleLock.com, use my promo code Stephanie250 or click on that link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, the promo code is Stephanie250. John, I'm not used to talking to people as fancy as you. This has been terrifying, but really exciting. Thanks. Thanks so much for doing it.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Christopher, what? Who said Trump's entire brand is built on grievance? He doesn't lead, he complains, he doesn't govern, he pouts, and now despite having every advantage, he still can't help but wallow in self-pity, lashing out like a child who didn't get his way. He is, without question, the weakest strong man this country has ever seen.
Rocco Wallaby.
Panchito Pistoles.
No?
I don't like Donald Trump. He's a bad person.
That'd be Charlie Sykes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Carlos, we had a discussion last week on because obviously Gavin Newsom was in the news talking about trans girls in sports. Well, this story this morning, judge blocks Trump's transgender military ban.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is the right has become, to me, just such bullies, and they really use this issue to demonize trans people. I thought a lot of great points were made. The Defense Department tried to say, basically, Defense Department relied on medical literature that claimed 55% of all trans individuals experienced suicidal ideation. The attempted suicide rate of trans individuals was 13 times higher compared to cisgender counterparts. For starters, the judge pointed out, the department doesn't qualify whether those trans people quoted in the study ever served in the military. So, mm-hmm. obviously, and had to deal with the stressors of military life. So There was no any. It said she said the literature will tell you because they face such stigma and discrimination in society. All studies show people with gender dysphoria are not more inherently subject to suicidal ideation. It's not biological. It's because they face discrimination, because they face abuse and all kinds of slurs and all these things that are heaped onto transgender people. The answer to suicidal ideation is not to further discriminate. Is what, and I thought that was a great point.
Correct. Yeah, it's not biological. It's not because of the decision they made. It's because how they're treated. And again, anybody that has the courage to want to serve in this country militarily and not feign bone spurs, you know, more power to them. We should be lifting the anybody up who wants to serve, gay, straight, cis, transgender.
Well, that's to me. It's amazing. It's just bigotry, you know. And I guess my whole issue with I understand the debate over trans girls in sports. I just am like, again, 0.00001%, you know, is something they were able to demonize this tiny segment of the population, and it's just. We got a hard break. We can continue after the break. Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New record job numbers for Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%.
And an update to a story we've been following since last year. The families of two boys who died when they fell into a retention pond have now filed a lawsuit. 8-year-old Legend Sims and 6-year-old Antoine Amos Jr. died last January. They fell through the ice of the pond behind their apartment building in Sun Prairie. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, now their families are filing a lawsuit against the city, the school district, and the school bus company. The lawsuit alleges the city school officials and the bus company all knew the area wasn't safe. The families also claim that first responders didn't do enough to save the boys. Within about 2 weeks of their death, city workers put fencing around the pond. According to the article, school district policy said children kindergarten and above were the responsibility of caregivers when they're not on the bus. And we've got just under 2 weeks until Election Day. If you have an absentee ballot, now is the time to put it in the mail. The clerk's office advises leaving 10 to 14 days for your ballot to make it into their hands. If you're mailing back an absentee ballot, make sure the envelope is sealed, you signed it, and the witness signed it, their name is printed, and their address is printed on it as well. As we get closer to April 1st, drop boxes become a better option for returning your absentee ballot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and some thunderstorms today, with high temperatures tapping 40 degrees and winds whipping. They'll be gusting up to 40 miles per hour, prompting a wind advisory tonight. Early this evening, rain switches over to sleet and then to all snow. And accumulations look to be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a former Democrat convicted of bribery, among other things, now turning to help from the president. An update on Gold Bar Bob tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is a corrupt judge, that person can and should be impeached. But not because you voiced an opinion. That's why these guys have life terms. So they are immune from these types of attack and they can be objective in their judgment. We live in a society of rule of law. Supreme Court has its power. Judges have their power. And it should frighten every American, whether you're conservative or progressive, that you have a president who does not respect our Constitution and wants more and more power for himself.
Yeah, hear, hear. Senator Sanders. Yeah, corrupt in Trump's estimation means if you disagree with him
exactly.
on anything, right? That's not corruption. Wow, Bernie has found his moment, right? What did I tell you about the oligarchs? Billionaires and billionaires and billionaires.
About the oligarchs and about Taylor Swift. I was right about both.
he was correct. We still, you know, part of all everything we're talking about is just, you know, disinformation, the amount of, because Carlos, as we were saying, the trans issue got lumped in with other lies, you know, yep. That's the problem. It's just that they're doing trans surgery in school without your, you know, the parents.
They're dating your kids into transgenics.
Yeah, which, right. But this one, Keith Boykin says, the headline on the Times website says, economists disagree, but the New York Times watered down the headline in this linked version to economists are skeptical. Not a single economist agreed with Trump in the article. One Republican economist even described Trump's policies as short-term pain to get more long-term pain. I mean, this is like we always talk about the refusal of just experts of any kind. Every yep. Nobel-winning economist supported Kamala Harris and her plans, yeah. But it almost was like a negative for MAGA.
It's odd.
They're like,
they
doctors, scientists, economists.
To take place. Like right. It wasn't happening fast enough. And it's like, no, we've made an investment. These things take time. And all of a sudden, hey, you got to wait, man. These things take time.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this one, Brian said, the fact the mainstream media just stopped talking about age and mental fitness when President Biden left the race is a joke. That should be the lead topic when talking about Trump literally every day. I mean, the fact that no reporter just goes, what the actual are you talking about? No one ever just, you know, I mean.
I'm still baffled why we don't talk about January 6th, why we don't talk about that shakedown phone call to Zelensky. I'll give you more weapons if you give me dirt on Joe. But why are we not still talking about that? Everything that he does, including January 6th, where officers were beaten up, some died a couple days after.
Yeah.
How is that not huge still?
I always said that. Why do the people who committed suicide get yeah. discounted? Like the stress of hand-to-hand combat, which I've said many times, Carla, our military doesn't fight like that anymore. They're not in hand-to-hand combat
no.
for hours. I mean, you know.
They're not getting bear sprayed and hit with flagpoles and crushed and stomped on. It was just insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
How weak and feeble, and again, I shout this out to Adam Kinzinger, who's always deriding the Democrats for not being strong enough. Your own party could not stand up to what was painfully obvious. What a feeble party that is.
Yep, yep. And along those lines, Chris, who said that's who Donald Trump is, a man who projects strength but folds under pressure, a man who pretends to be the big bad alpha but cries foul when things don't go his way, a man who, despite winning the presidency again, still insists he's the biggest victim in American history. It would be pathetic if it weren't so predictable.
Bilbert Turtle.
No, you are both wrong, wrong, and wrong. Charlie Sykes again. Oh. See what I did there?
Wash your hands, turn the page.
By the way, all our heroes of democracy,
heroes of democracy.
Do you not have to be from America? How about this one? Mark Carney saying he'd meet with Trump to discuss trade and tariffs only once Trump has stopped threatening to invade us and refers to leaders with their appropriate titles thrilled me deeply. If Americans won't stand up to us, won't stand up to him, at least Canada is. Thank you. Modeling courage.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
I mean, when you piss off Canada, Carlos, I mean, you know. But yeah, that's how you model courage, right?
You just stop. He's just out here flipping my bacon.
Stop with
this.
This
guy comes along and says that.
No, but it's just, they're basically saying, stop with this juvenile bull, right? I'm not the governor, we're not the 51st state, you crazy old bastard.
Didn't freaking Marjorie Taylor Greene's new husband slash boyfriend say something stupid again about, aren't the Irish happy people? Isn't Ireland full of happy people? It's a parade of idiots, as you say.
Let's just take a moment to say he is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and just think on that premise.
He's got monster scratch marks on his back.
Wow. Kerry, with a good point. Dictators don't take power in one night. They create chaos and solve it by taking your freedoms. Are we paying attention yet?
53 days for Hitler.
I know. I mean, I even those of us that expected the worst are just like, oh, holy God. Here's to our point of our discussion we were just having.
Okay.
Robert Reich said, by moving to the, quote, center, Democrats have failed to fight the forces that led us to Trump, widening inequality, the unchecked power of billionaires. There's no center anymore between a takeover of the government by oligarchs and true freedom. Dems need to learn this. That's why Chuck Schumer can't compromise, can't believe Republicans. Gavin Newsom should not platform or pal around with right-wingers. They are not. You know what it is, Carlos? Good faith. Remember that term? Yeah. They are not operating in good faith. None of them.
I'm not knowledgeable with what happened in the government shutdown in Schumer, so what are some of the things that Democrats could have done to avoid that?
Well, I mean, Chuck Schumer is right on there were no good options. Right. It's not like
a horrible situation to be in.
But, you know, I was saying, Carlos, one of the arguments was, well, they'd shut down the courts, and that's the only place we're winning. Well, you see, he's not listening to any of the courts anyway so far. They're obviously defying court orders. So, you know, again, just not normal times.
I think his takedown is going to come from his own people, not the Democrats.
Yeah. By the way, this one just gets us out here in L.A. Scott said parts of Oklahoma were decimated by fires and tornadoes like in L.A. The fires were fueled by strong winds that made them unstoppable. No critique from Trump of Oklahoma's response, as with L.A. No talk of conditioning aid, as with L.A. Oklahoma should receive everything it needs. So should L.A. We must never politicize disaster aid. But you know he will. You knew there wouldn't be a word about
anything. He's
going to
come in after an Oklahoma tornado and just go, I'm bringing wind machines. I'm releasing more wind into Oklahoma just so they can get it through.
This is Ro Khanna on the chaos I was just talking about.
I'll tell you where he's weak. For the first time ever, even including his first term, his numbers have declined on the economy. People always trust him on the economy. And the problem is not that he's had tariffs on steel or aluminum. The problem is one day he announces tariffs on everything in Mexico. The other day they're off. Then sometimes he's doing Canada, and it's led to lower consumer confidence.
By the way, we're at like the lowest crossings from Canada into the U.S. like since COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people are, you know, talking with
economies like, you know, the economies in Arizona and Florida and like Palm Springs, where they have a lot of snowbirds that come down from Canada.
Yeah.
Those economies aren't running right now.
Yeah. And somebody, I can't remember from what country, Chris, literally said, you know, it's not even just boycotting America now. We're literally scared. A lot of people around the world are scared to go to America. I mean, it's.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. By the way, to your point, Carlos, this is a Republican town hall with a Republican in Nebraska.
What makes you think that he has no conflict of interest?
Elon Musk.
Do you think he would cut that before he would cut our Medicare or our Social Security or our jobs?
I support Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency.
Could he sound any more robotic? I support.
Yeah, exactly.
I support Elon Musk.
And his Department of Government Efficiency.
Like Elon Musk built him and the sides are just falling off. I support.
A robot blowing up.
That sounded like he had a sniper in the hallway.
Yeah.
We have a robot malfunction.
Yeah, robot malfunction.
Yeah, it's really spicy part. Elon Musk. Wah, wah.
Schlepp
car falls apart.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a car person, but it's the trim. What is there? Trims? Is that what they're called?
Trim? Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying off.
Well, yeah.
So they had to recall.
You've seen
them.
The video of people just pulling off the trim from a from yeah. a Cybertruck?
Oh, I saw a crash. That's the Elonbot 2000 uh-huh. Nebraska model. I saw a crash between a Tesla Cybertruck and a Volkswagen, and the Volkswagen won.
Yeah.
Tesla was all crumpled, but the bug's like, hello.
Yeah. To be fair, I've had some experiences with Teslas, and some of them are pretty good models, but the Cybertruck is definitely an FU mobile. So I'm going to buy this to own the libs. Well, that's not a great reason to buy a Matchbox.
What did someone say? It looks like two toasters stuck together. It's the ugliest thing I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
they're ugly. I mean,
it's a doorstop. Yeah, it looks like a doorstop.
A regular Tesla's nice, but you know,
the Model S is the Model 3s, the Y's and the Y's. Yeah,
I mean, his sales. He really is in store around the world. His sales are down like 70 something percent in country after country.
But he didn't invent the cars.
He just shot himself.
Right. And so, you know, there's some, like, every time we talk about SpaceX, I do get some emails from some of the engineers over at SpaceX in El Segundo saying, hey, you know, we're good people here. It's just the guy who runs the
company. We don't mean you. We mean Sissy SpaceX. Don't call him Sissy SpaceX. He does not like it when you call him Sissy SpaceX.
I like what Chris said. Some people who drive Teslas are good people. So when you destroy charging machines and you affect good people, we don't like Musk. We happen to have the car.
Right.
Right. Right. And we don't ever encourage, you know, vandalism and whatever. Okay. So, but here's the thing. What we're talking about the courts, Carlos, is, you know, it's good news if you think we still have a rule of law. A federal judge found Elon Musk and Doge may have violated the Constitution by moving to shut down USAID. He ruled in favor of the group of former employees, ordered Musk and Doge to reinstate payments, security notifications, and access email, all other electronic systems to USAID employees. He said, according to the judge, it would be up to Congress to decide whether, when, and how to close USAID, and Doge's actions were deprived the Congress of their constitutional authority. This one, a federal judge said it was exercise unconstitutional authority in multiple ways, dismantling USAID. But now, Carlos, we're at the, so who's enforcing this now? You know, if they defy this court order, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, maybe some of his supporters crack and just start saying, we're going to take care of this on our own.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, do we have Elon? Because it's not as good as Carlos's, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, yes, we do.
Yeah.
There was this level of really hatred and violence from the left. The left, the Democrats, were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships, they're just, you know, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything awful.
Except
I've never done anything awful. I've only done productive things.
Right.
Okay. Will the plight of poor white millionaires ever really be fully addressed here in America, Carlos?
Aww.
Yeah. He's obviously, now all of a sudden he wants us to have, quote unquote, empathy for Tesla dealerships.
Exactly.
So that's kind of a hard sell. But it does give them fodder. And to generalize and say that it's the Democratic Party and not a few bad actors that are angry and furious about
faith.
The fact that you cut their job.
In that same interview, he said that these were well-funded people that are destroying Tesla dealerships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
No.
It's bad faith arguments. I think there was a Hannity segment where he was, you know, talking about Ukraine and, oh, I thought the left were these peaceniks. Why don't they want peace? It's like, oh, okay, so handing Ukraine to a war criminal is your idea of peace, right? It's like they keep trying to make these bad faith arguments. Like, oh, it's the left that are warmongers now because we think, you know, we should defend Ukraine, right? And democracy.
I think the reporter should have interrupted Elon Musk and go, hey, man, how come you're not wearing a suit? You want us to feel sorry for Tesla dealerships? Why aren't you wearing a suit?
I mean, it's stuff like this that they're doing. The Social Security Administration is considering adding a new anti-fraud step to claims for benefits that the agency acknowledges would force millions of customers to file in person at a field office rather than over the phone. The change would create major disruptions to Social Security operations, could cause particular hardship for the elderly and disabled who have limited mobility. This would have totally my mom, for instance.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
people paid into this. They're trying to tell you that it's a Ponzi scheme. It's not. They paid their own money into it. They're owed it back.
Right. Thank you.
They helped this country with infrastructure bills like the one Joe Biden and Kamala Harris put forth.
Yep. Representative Tom Suozzi talking about Doge.
What we're seeing from Doge, what we've been seeing so far, a lot of it's just been reckless. Why do you want to eliminate people who work to oversee the nuclear stockpile? Why do you want to get rid of people who oversee the avian flu? Why do you want to get rid of people who oversee a measles outbreak in Texas?
Yeah.
Doge, or as Homer Simpson calls it, Doge! Doge!
I'm here in the bushes.
We're going to help the country by slashing jobs from everybody in the country. Doge!
I'll be here in the bushes with Marco Rubio.
I'm a pro-Trump supporter, and what? I just lost my job? Doge!
No! Doge! Okay, that's funny. Yeah.
That's you're funny, Carlos.
Sometimes
here's
the voices.
Funny.
Hey, the voices.
Wee.
Zing, zing.
Zing, zing, zing. Something for the kids.
Yeah, something
for the kids. That'd be funny, him backing into Marco Rubio, who's hiding in the bushes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Marco Rubio is trying to back into the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. You know what? It's not just the collagen product, Chris. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I take Arctic krill oil. Oh. It's the best kind of fish oil. I use the hydrate packets. They're fantastic. Electrolytes and all kinds of other great stuff in there to put in your water for your, biking, hiking, what have yous. But if you're ready to move more easily, independently, without pain or stiffness holding you back, you want to see that plump, hydrated glow, Native Path Collagen. Oh, my God. It's good for all of that stuff, like your bones, your skin, your cartilage, your hair, your nails, your gut. Helps with your digestion, all that good stuff. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. It's in my coffee every morning. But listen, I don't judge you. Put it in your smoothie. What do I care?
Yeah.
Soups, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly without clumping. No clumping. Go to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well. I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The state of the world can make you... You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I think that summed it all up.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make a difference, right? This is going to help you psychologically, financially, every way possible. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. More and more people are speaking with their dollars, standing with companies that stand with them and their values. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. And you get to vote on which ones. And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And you just bring your phone, bring your current number. You don't have to, I know, we're old people are afraid of change like me. I understand. Everything's it's fine. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. Coffee with Carlos El Zerachi, the day the Earth blew up, a Looney Tunes movie is in theaters.
Yes. I play, I think, a scientist and a newscaster. We're all doomed.
That's true.
That's awesome.
I'm going to go out and check it out. Yeah, another nice Warner Brothers full-length feature starring many, many people, including Candy Milo and the wonderful, talented Eric Bauza.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Nice. Speaking of talent, Katie Porter running for governor here.
I think what we should be asking Elon Musk and pressing him on is, what makes this change efficient? So it's not just a cut for a cut's sake. It's what is the goal of this department and how does this cut make it better? So I can envision taking any particular program, department, specific thing he's doing and press him on how leaving that work on the table, how throwing those workers out of work is actually making government more efficient.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way, Trump fired two Democratic members of the Federal Trade Commission yesterday, carrying out another legally dubious power grab. The commissioner said he's worried Trump will turn the FTC into an agency that cuts sweetheart deals for friends of the administration. Because, of course, it will. This is all a big grift. One more, Katie Porter, on cuts.
I work on the campus of the University of California, Irvine. I think about the research we're doing here to save lives, to look for cures for Alzheimer's. Think about a project, a clinical trial that is near the end, only to come unraveled and lose all that science and all that progress, all that potential, because Elon Musk decides to pull the plug. That's not efficient. It's just destructive.
Yeah.
I don't think people get it yet, Carlos. I mean, I don't know anyone whose family hasn't been touched by cancer. You know, I mean, Alzheimer's, all of the stuff that affects all of us.
The possible rise of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis becoming popular again because we're going to cut all the aid to countries where they need all of the medicines to stop it from happening in the first place. Again, Trump and Musk I've used this analogy 100 times. They keep thinking that they're smoking on a plane is fine because it goes by sections. It affects the whole plane.
Yeah. Oh, and this is just our last bag of... Trump says he's ending Secret Service protection for Biden's adult children, which, of course, Biden didn't do.
No.
Trump's children, but they don't play by the same rules. This is why we can, new leadership.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Richmond, Virginia, I'll see you next week. Richmond Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Thursday through Saturday for me.
Yay, awesome. We love you, Carlos.
Thanks, Carlos.
See you tomorrow.
Boosh. Boosh.
You.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clace to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump on a call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky says Russia's promise not to attack Ukraine's energy infrastructure is at odds with reality. He says there was an overnight barrage of drone strikes across his country. The UN says one of its staffers has been killed in Gaza. This as Israel resumes airstrikes, the IDF also beginning ground operations. ABC's Matt Rivers is in Tel Aviv.
Since dawn on Tuesday, when Israel targeted some 80 targets across Gaza, we know that well over 400 people have been killed. We know that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of additional people were injured. We know that at least 130 children were killed as a result of these strikes. So really the severity of these strikes, the surprise nature in which they occurred, I think it took a lot of people by surprise.
A convicted killer in Louisiana executed last night using nitrogen gas, which officials there say they plan to continue using. This is ABC News.